Okay, I began by telling you a story for Rav Eliyashiv, and I'll just repeat it because it's really a good place to start from. And that is, unfortunately, politics, people, you know, express themselves in different ways. In Israel, there was a group, they were throwing rocks at Rav Eliyashiv. Why, what, when, it's not important right now, okay? It is what it is. So what happened was that the grandchild asks Rav Eliyashiv, does it bother you? And Rav Eliyashiv responded, no, it doesn't bother. But we should daven for them that they should have parnosa. If they had parnosa, they'd be busy. They wouldn't be busy with nothing. This is, all right? Which is a very big yesod, yeah, really in life. Got to be busy. Yeah, you got it. Now, you have things that you believe is called being busy. He's busy on the phone. He's busy calling himself. You don't have to call yourself, right? Busy texting, and he's busy making appointments. Okay, that's not the real busy, all right? I want to tell you a great line from my grandfather's atzal. One of the brachot is, he's laughing, one of the brachot is, you hear? Uvo eilecho kol ha-brachot ha-eila v'hi, nu, v'hi sigucha. They should catch you. The brachs have to catch you? It's a strange language. Ubo, the brachas will come to you. What do you mean, they'll catch you? Visigucha. It's like running after you and it's, oh, he got you. My grandfather's explained, it means something else. When a guy has hatzlach in business, he can never be reached. Not available. He's never available. Sorry, the secretary, he's not available. Visigucha, you should be zocha, they should be able to reach you. You should be...
Not always true.
Huh?
Not always true.
Well, that you
sometimes
can be,
you can be successful and do nothing all day long.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes that's the blessing. The blessing is you should be busy with something even though you're rich. A lot of times people are busy being busy all day. What are you? I'm busy. What are you busy being busy? He's busy being busy. Right? What's the point? The greatest thing you could do for yourself is keep yourself occupied with good things. If it's learning, then it's learning. If it's not learning, then it's chesed. Helping people. But do not be busy with being busy. I want to tell you, Chazal tell us clearly, based on a pasuk, Adam le'amal yulad. A man was created to be busy, to work. So, pashtut, it can mean with Torah. If not, then it has to be with something else. But the minute you stop being busy, you got big problems. The Kotzka once said, and this is why I'm trying to give you the pshat, al chet shechatanu lefanecha, a whole list. Like I said, Sfarad has al bitul Torah. Ashkenaz doesn't have it, and the Sfatem is, and many ask, this should be, it's the main avera. The main avera is bitul Torah. So why is there no al chet al bitul Torah? So the simple answer is, don't talk so much about not learning, just go learn. Stop talking about it, just go sit and learn. You know, it's interesting, in Ger, they finish Yom Kippur very early. You know, they don't pray that long. They sit down to learn right after. They pray, and a big part of the day is learning. Fix it! Instead of talking about how you did bad things, go and fix it, right? Go to do something positive. Yeah. I want to tell you a very nice story from Rav Huttner and a very nice story from Rav Maftali. It is. Rav Huttner was once at a bris. Sandak. His talit, he's wearing it, sandak. The guy who was making the bracha, his hand was shook a little bit and the wine spilled all over the talit. So you know what the guy, he felt very bad. So what did he do? Slicha Rav, Kvoda Rav, Slicha, right? So of course he didn't say it in that because they don't say Slicha and Kvoda Rav. But they don't. That's not. They didn't put the hand by the heart. They said Achulik, Achulik, which is I'm sorry. Please. So Rav Huttner says, stop with you. I'm sorry. Get me a towel. What are you waiting there for? He's standing there. I'm sorry. I'm all full of wine. Sometimes, don't talk about I'm sorry and I'm sorry. Do something about it. Do something. Slicha, slicha. Adam Yoshev Kacham. Slicha, slicha. The guy's drowning. The guy's all wet. You hear it's my thing. It's the chakva the rab. Hutzak. Hutzak. Tafsik maslicha shelcha v'tavili magevet. Go get. Rav Naftali Trop, my grandfather told me, said the same concept. What was the concept? Naftali Trop was a big in Iyun HaTorah. He used to think everything through and every detail and back and forth. Hasidim like it very straightforward. Yes, no. They don't like the whole, you know, the way the yeshiva guys are so into it. So there were a bunch of Hasidish guys that were trying to Echorim, it's a chikanoz a little bit against Rav Naftali, you know, to make a little bit, you know, to play around with Rav Naftali there. Yeah?
You learned something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I learned here, Baruch Hashem. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what did he do? So he asked Rav Naftali a question. When you make kaparot, right, and the hen makes on the sidur, what do? So Rav Naftali was thinking, he said, Rosh Hashiva, what are you thinking so much? Wipe it and move on. Just wipe and continue. I said, wow, that's a lesson in tshuva. I'm going to say it in the yeshiva. He got up and he said, don't talk about lichluch. Wipe and move on. Go, aset tov, do something positive. And a lot of people get lost in that. Oh, I didn't, and I did. Stop, just go do something. Get up and do. So the guy sits there, stop. Go do. Be busy with something positive. You're busy with something positive, you won't be negative. Now, let me go back to explain to you that could be that's the answer why we don't make a bitul Torah. You know why? Because that's what you're saying. I did this aver. Of course, you have a bitul Torah. That's why you did this aver. If you'd be in yeshiva and learning, you wouldn't be doing these averas. The Kotzke used to say, it does not bother me. The avera, it bothers me that you had the time to do it. Why do you have the time to do it? Who has time? A guy who has a family with children and he's learning, he's diving, he has time to breathe. How does he have time to go to Miami? Where's that coming from? I'm trying to hold myself back. It's just coming out. Those. What? What? That's a ham. About fish. What? Huh? Who has time for that? Who has time to be busy with this? Okay. Now, you want to ask me about Klal Yisrael? Okay, so I'll give you one more thing about Yom Kippur. You have to leave soon.
No, I know.
Okay. So let me tell you one more thing about Yom Kippur. You ready? Are you interested about something about Yom Kippur? Not really. You have to go. You're busy.
Well, I have a Beis Yaakov interview. If I don't go, it's...
You're going back to Beis Yaakov. That's very nice. They have, what class are they putting you in?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter. I'm sorry. I thought you had. No, I thought,
nefesh,
I thought you said you have. I was wondering. I don't know. Okay.
I'd rather not.
No. All right. Tell me, you put on a jacket when you go.
I'm gonna change.
Yeah, okay, please. Okay, this is good for us here, but you know, over there they judge you on that stuff. Put on your best suit, as they say, your best face.
My hat. Yeah,
the hat. Dust it off and put it on. Yeah. Okay. The point being, let me tell you over a nice insight about Yom Kippur. All right, and this is a good lesson on Yom Kippur. And it comes with a story, because I know you guys love stories. Oh, you know how many times I could say a good hour shir, and the guy says, you heard how I walk? I said, Greg, you heard the story? The guy, hey, please. Alex said the story. Latzet chov. Liot yotze chov. All right. So let me tell you over a good thing about Yom Kippur, this point. All right? And that is, we find by Yom Kippur, an interesting thing. It's kulo rachamim. All rachamim, rachamim. Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol goes in. Bni, Ishmael Bni. Mamish, the love. Bni, my son. What? Yiratzeh, she, right, that was the bracha that he gave him. She'd golu echamecha midotecha. Okay. The Ramban explains, and I mentioned this last week, Rosh Hashanah is din berachamim. Yom Kippur is Rachamim B'Din. What does that mean? So many pshatim said about it, and last week I spoke about it. But let me tell you something very simple. There's judgment, and then there's rachamim in judgment. And then sometimes the dayan says, I want din that it should be rachamim. That's the mahalacha. Like you have like a liberal court, and then you have a more a strict court, a right wing. There's a rachamim court. And it's with the court. It's with the psak halacha. Yom Kippur, Hashem takes a mahalach of court. And that is rachamim bedin. That it's bedin. It's not rachmanis. You're really chayiv al harachmanis on you. No. This is the law. We follow rachamim. That's it. You're going to have rachamim. Now, I want to show you where I got this from. It's interesting. What bracha do we say it in? Do you know what bracha we say? What bracha? Ata gibor. Ata gibor l'olam Hashem. Gvura. It's in the... Ramosha Feinstein asks, but it's in the wrong bracha. Gvura means Hashem is din, gibor, right? And the answer is, the gibor of Hashem is micha mocha av harachamim. Zocher yitzorav. That's the gvura of Hashem. It's rachamim with gvura.
Otherwise we'll be already old.
We will, yeah, but it's, which means is he fights to give rachamim even though it doesn't work out and that everyone's saying, don't give it and don't. Be quiet. You shut up. You know. This is the way we're going. You hear? I'll tell you where also I saw this. I don't know if you know, maybe it's Mirot, maybe you don't. Mishoch Chazdecha Liodecha, Kel Kana Venokim, you remember such a thing? It's in the Zmirot. The question is, Mishoch Chazdecha, so why Kel Kana? Something's not adding up here. Mishoch Chazdecha means Hashem favors. Let's say Kel Rachum. We should ask, Kel Rachum, Mishoch Chazdecha Liodecha. So I was thinking, Kel Kana Venokim means with a vengeance. Give us Rachamim with a vengeance. Kel kanav enokem. When Hashem does something, He does it bitkifut. Rachamim bitkifut. That's what it means. Rachamim bedin. Now let me tell you the story that I have. I have a great story. Now if you notice, what do we say? We say, im kibanim, rachamenu kirachem avabanim. Does it say tirachem aleinu?
Kirachem.
It's kirachem. Well, it should say te. You should be merachem. And the answer is, it's automatic. Im kibanim, it's kirachem aval banim. You don't have to ask for it. It's automatic. It's a given. When it's avadim, it says what? At shitchanenu. Till you give us something, right? And evet, either he gets or he doesn't, right? The Hashem has to give him. Okay. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yes, is din and din, but it's av. A lot of it is... Notice we don't say Malkeinu Avinu. We always say Avinu Malkeinu. Even in Rosh Hashanah we say Avinu Malkeinu. We should have said Malkeinu Avinu. And the answer is he's first Avinu. That's what he's first. First is Avinu. And then Malkeinu. And because of that, it's automatic given almost that we're pretty much have it in our favor. The cards are, what do you say in English? The cards are stacked in our favor. The deck is stacked in our favor. Okay? Now, you earn the story. You ready?
Huh? At the end, it says, Marich Apei, you know, is it Marich Apei? Marich Apei,
in Avinu Malkeinu, or?
No. It says, the Govet Delay. Marich Apei, the Govet Delay. At the end, I mean, like, you know, it's in Mitzvah Sharim that if a person says, Hashem is just going to forgive.
So we have to discuss, you know, that in a different context. That's Kol HaOmer Shakosh Baruch Hu Vatran Yivatru Chaya, which means you can't say Hashem just... I didn't say that. That's not what I said. What I said was, in the Mishpat, there's a whole section of Din Rachamim. That we are going to go with Rachmanis. Rachmanis is one of the buttons in Mishpat. it's not a rachamim that, you know, the mishpat is what it is, but we'll let you go off easy. Let me give you the best example is the story. You ready? You ready? That's it. The oil's already out. That's it. It's finished. I lost your attention?
No. Okay. That's a little work I had to do for the day. 2 minutes.
Okay. Okay, really? All you work is 2 minutes a day? No. Better than these guys. Maybe, they don't even work 40, a minute a day.
Maybe 40.
Maybe 40 fine. Minutes a day. Okay. Okay. 3 times in my life, I got 3 tickets in one shot. It happened 3 times in my life. All right? When I started driving many, 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 many years ago, I was a new driver. I was driving from Pennsylvania. We used to live in Pennsylvania when I got married.
Where? Scranton.
Scranton, Pennsylvania.
How do I know that, man?
I have no idea. You're tzaddik. Okay, yeah. So what I did was I went out there, and I was driving, whatever, to New York with the, and I was driving on the 280, and the 280 I was driving on the left lane too slow. Yeah. So the guy pulled me over too slow, on the left lane. I was a new driver. Pulls me over. He says you can't drive on the left lane, whatever traffic face was. I you can't drive like that. All right. So you got a ticket for that. It's the same ticket. It's called the careless driving. It's the same
reckless
ticket.
Driving.
Reckless driving. Yeah. Then he gave me seatbelts. That they started the seatbelts at that time, and back the backlight, which I always have.
Oh,
huh?
Happened in New Jersey.
Happened in Pennsylvania on 280. Oh. Yeah. Many years. You're talking about 30-something years ago. Yeah. Kitsa, I come out. He gives me the 3 tickets, and I was so scared after that. I don't know if you know, when you get tickets, it...
So you were slow when you were driving?
No, but that's the idea of pachad. I was just thinking, you know, you're afraid of a trooper, or you're afraid of a ticket. It is what it is, all right? So when he finished, I left, right? And I was very careful because he's there, right? And I just got the tickets. So I have to drive a little faster, but the blinker, I did everything, you know, kadasu kadin. I would say a minute or two later, he pulls me over again.
Same cop?
Same cop. He pulls beside me, tells me like this, today it's the button, you know, it's the, those days, this means roll up the window. I roll up the window, I go, hey, what did I do now? He says, I know you don't want to hear this, it's not the right, happy birthday. It's my birthday. That's what he tells
That's
me.
That's why he pulled you
he
over.
He pulled me over to tell me happy birthday. He was playing with me.
You had a dil tap tap with the
Right. Okay. The second time I got 3 tickets, I was driving on Metropolitan Avenue near Williamsburg. So if you know, if there's a place there where the factory is, there's like a bridge, and the light is like in the middle of nowhere. It's like a street that you go across.
Next to the tower.
You know what I'm talking about? There's a light like out of nowhere. It's near. It's like a nowhere's land.
By the LA.
Huh?
Next to the LA.
Next to the what do you call it? The bridge over there. Okay, but kids, you hear? I followed a truck, meaning the truck was going. I didn't see. It was a big truck. I just went. I didn't have there was even a light there following the truck. The guy pulls me over, and there's, and then also 3 tickets. The seatbelt, and then the watch are called, and the light. Kids, I went. No, so many years after, different car. Every car always had a problem with that light. You know, okay. Put it away. Yeah. Kids, so what happened? I went to fight it. I'm sitting over there, and there's a Hasidish, a young guy from Borough Park sitting over there. Yeah. And he is moaning and groaning that this is, if he gets caught with this ticket, then they charge him on the ticket that he's guilty. They're taking away his license. He has already enough points to
suspend it.
So I told him, say, till him. I don't know, okay, sure. He looks at the judge sitting, and he tells me, we're in trouble. This judge, he's an anti-Semite. I'm telling you, we're in trouble. I'm thinking, how do you know the judge? I mean, he must have been like a frequent flyer here. You know what I mean? I don't know. How do you know the judge? You must have been here quite a few times before, yeah? Kids, he's all nervous, all right. Right before his turn, the judge got up for a lunch break. And another judge comes, yeah? He says, he's an Ayv Yisrael, yeah? I am sure he's a Yid. And I'm thinking, gosh, you know the whole roster of all the judges? You live here in the courthouse? How do you know? Kitzer, he tells me, no, it's going to be good because I know him. Okay. He comes in front of the judge in a few minutes, and the judge said he's not guilty. And he passes by and he shows me. He's a yid. We're good. You're telling it's good. No, he looked like a yid tack. Okay. Kitzer, now. I come there, you hear? And the cop is sitting there, a big schlub of a cop, you know what I mean? And you saw you, and he had everything written to detail. You had to see this guy was like really never. That's exactly what he did.
You told him the story.
I told you the story?
I tell you our own Hakodesh, you won't believe this. I don't want to make you feel bad.
I thought you
confused him, man.
So what happened? Yeah. So the judge starts asking the cop. One second. So you said that it was south north that he went through the red light, which means you had to have seen it from east west, because otherwise. So he says, yes, I was standing on the east west. So he says, no, but one second. So from what angle? What? And he started to fadre the guy a cup. The judge was fadre the cop a cup, and the cop was holding with him. But then all of a sudden, he got lost in the details of it. He goes, he says, no, but one second, but you told me that you saw it from the east, the north. And they kept on saying east and north and south and west. I had no idea what was going on. I sat there going, what's he talking about? The minute the guy goes, the cop started to stutter a little bit. He goes, okay, he's not guilty.
Dismissed
all the tickets. He dismissed me on all the tickets. I don't even know why he dismissed me on the other ones. Yeah. And I saw that the police was like, what?
never seen this before.
Wait. Then the judge asks me, yeah, do I want to say something? Because everybody has the right. I said, no, why would I want to say something? I just thank you, I guess. I told him, thank you. tell you. What did I see from over here? When you come to the case, and it's Avinu Malkeinu, who's sitting over there? Imagine you come to court, and who's sitting there is your father. Where do you go? That's what you got, all right? That's the point of Yom Kippur.
You remind me of the story of my uncle.
Yeah.
He took his father-in-law to court. He took his father-in-law to court.
Leaving?